I think about Sharon, that she's not here tonight, but she works for us now in the ministry. And Sharon was living with a young boy when she was just a teenager. I think she was only there just a little while. Just a little while. But still, that opened the door for her to be in a car wreck. And I forget, in Houston or wherever she lived. And it messed up her back. Now, she got away from that affair, and she walked in obedience to God's word the rest of her life. But that still opened the door to the enemy. She had been to the doctors every week, sometimes multiple times a week, for 27 years and had never been without back pain for 30 years. Now then, she's got brain tumors. She's got an arm won't work. She's got a hip won't work. And she's got allergies, and at 40-something years old, she's a basket case, and when she come to a healing school the first time, she couldn't even drive a car on her own. And she come up for prayer. And she said, "Pastor, I've never heard anything like this in my life about sin causing sickness and disease. But," she said, "I want you to know I've been prayed for 100 times by all kinds of preachers and people, and nothing's ever happened." I said, "Well, young lady, number one, what kind of sin were you living in when this happened to you?" She said, "Well, it happened 30 years ago. And she said, "Well, I was living with a boy." I said, "That's sin. You know that, don't you?" She said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I really knew of sin then, but I didn't think there was a consequence." But see, but there was. Now, just because she was a beautiful young woman, God has no favorites. And so it opened the door to the demonic world. A demon or host of demons came in, and over the years, now in her mid-40s, she's about to die. And so she'd been prayed for by, she said, hundreds of times and with nothing. I told her, I said, "Okay, if you will repent of your sins that you committed, God will forgive you." And then I said, "What scripture did you use to base your faith on?" She said, "Well, we never used any scripture." I said, "You see what you got? Nothing." I said, "God doesn't watch over your word to perform it. He watches over His word to perform it." So I said, "That's written in Jeremiah 1:12. So I said, "Let's take a scripture and let's stand on it." And so we found a scripture and we stood on it. I said, "Now then, nobody's ever prayed for you in faith. I'm going to pray for you in faith, and I'm going to guarantee you the King of the universe is going to heal you." And we did all those things, and Sharon was healed. And 5 years later, she is a beautiful woman working for us. She's one of the greatest prayer warriors in here. She's a great young lady, isn't she? She's on fire for Jesus, isn't she, Ida? Just like Ida, you know, she's on fire for Jesus too. The more you know about Jesus, the more on fire you get for Him, right? Absolutely. He's a mighty God, the King of Kings. And He means everything He says in His book. But a lot of people don't know it. Okay, but anyway, in that John 15:2, every branch. So which one of us does it leave out? Not one of us. Every branch in me, in other words, every Christian that does not bear fruit, I will take it away, and every branch that does bear fruit, I will purge it so that it may bring forth more fruit. So either way, you're going to get cut. You know, so, but just be ready. You know, the purging is good for you. The death is not too good. You know, how would you like for God to kill you because you wasn't productive? How would you like to stand in His presence and He says, "Welcome home"? You don't get a single reward because you didn't produce any fruit for me on the earth. That's what He told Howard Pittman. Isn't that something? "But Lord, I've been a Southern Baptist preacher. I preached on the streets." He said, "I know. I was with you everywhere you went and everything you did." But He said, "You didn't do a single thing for me. You did not believe my word." So He said, "You will not get one single reward when you come in." Howard said, "Lord, I don't want to come in if I can't get a reward." He said, "Lord, please let me go back and serve you some more. I want some rewards when I get home." God said, "Okay." And so He sent him back. 1979 till today, he's still out there preaching the Word of God and doing things for the... But he's a different man today. It made a change in him forever. He got to see heaven, and he got to see the spirit world. And we had the privilege to sit down and talk with him for hours the other day. It was just great. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go back to Proverbs, Dave, where we were. Okay, let's go to 7 and 8. Let's go to Proverbs 7 and 8. Honey seems tasteless to a person who is full. Now, a while ago, I don't know why, but I sat down in there to a beautiful meal just a few hours ago. I mean, so Jenny's mother had made a roast with potatoes and everything. And when I first started eating that, man, was it good. Just like the other day, Ida cooked us a bunch of chicken and stuff, and I sat down and said, man, that was tasty stuff. But tonight I got about half of my plate of food eaten. All of a sudden, I'm plumb to the top. I thought, I couldn't eat another bite. I just said, hey, I'm full. I mean, I was absolutely completely up to the top. But it said, honey seems tasteless to a person who is full. Isn't that amazing? When you get plumb to the top, you just can't shove no more down. But look what it said. But even bitter food tastes sweet to a person that's hungry. You know, if somebody's really hungry, hey, they'll eat anything. I remember my uncle telling me one time, he hated cucumbers. He said, there ain't no way I could eat a sliced cucumber, a raw one. I just hated them. But back in the days when he was a young man, he was driving a truck, an oil field truck, just like my dad was, for one of the oil companies. And back in those days, of course, I know y'all today probably never seen this, but when my dad and his brother were young men, those big old white trucks they drove didn't have any lights on them. There was no headlights. They couldn't drive at night. You know, there was no such thing. There was very few roads in the state of Texas besides dirt roads. So, I mean, I know that goes back. Some of y'all look at the roads and think, no, nah, I don't believe that. These roads have been here forever. Oh, no, they haven't. I've seen a lot of them put in myself, haven't you? But anyway, he said he got to a place and it got dark. Now, then the Depression was on. None of y'all probably, well, I don't know, Bill may remember the Depression a little. But do you remember it?
I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Not the earlier stages, yeah. The later part.
Yeah, the later part. You know, but me too, I just barely do remember the Depression, but I was alive and well during the Depression. But some people were older, like my dad and his brother, and they were alive and well. And, of course, he said he got out somewhere and it got dark. He had a load of pipe and it got dark. And he's way away from town. In those old trucks, you know, on them dirt roads at 20, 25 miles an hour, you know, you don't run ripping down them rough roads with a load of pipe, you know, at 50 miles an hour. It just don't work. And so he stopped when it got dark, didn't have no way to go. And he said he walked down the road there a little ways. It was a house off the road. And he walked down there and he asked him, said, you know, I'm driving that truck and I won't be able to go till daylight and I hadn't had anything to eat in 2 days. Do y'all have anything I could eat? And she said, I have a few sliced cucumbers out of the garden. He said, I sat down there and it was the best cucumbers I ever eat in my life. How many of you know that if you haven't eaten in 2 days or 3 days, almost anything that's set in front of you tastes good? See, that's what the Lord tells us right here. But even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. You know, whenever you start mealing over your food, then, well, I don't think I want that. You ain't very hungry, are you? No. Aren't we grateful that we live in a country where God has blessed us with so much that we don't even, I hardly ever really get hungry. I don't know what it is to be hungry, and I'm grateful. You know, because some people go days without eating. And I'm grateful I've never had that experience other than when I go on a fast. Verse 8, a person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. You know, the average man and woman, they don't believe this. But he says a person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. Now, when a little bird is being raised, if it happens to fall out of the nest prematurely, what do you think the chances are of that little thing surviving? Virtually zero. Something's going to get it. And even if they can fly, they can't fly very far. And if there's many cats or dogs around the neighborhood, it's over. They hit the ground, bounce a couple of times, they can't take them right out of the air. And that's just the way. But it says a person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. You won't live long, more than likely, or something bad will happen to you. You'll get hurt. Verse 9 and 10. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. Then in your time of need, you won't have to ask your relatives for assistance. It is better to go to a neighbor than to a relative who lives far away. Back when this was written, if you had a relative that lived far away, let's say far away was 25 miles. How long did it take you to get over there to talk to the relative if you had to walk?
You pass 1,000 people.
It'd take a while, wouldn't it, sir? But today, I mean, today far away is what? Maybe on other stuff, maybe California, right? But even, I mean, Dave, his parents, or mother now, I think she lives in California or somewhere out there. But if he wants to talk to her, how long does it take him to talk to her? Pick up the telephone. He can be talking to her in a minute, can't he? You know, isn't that amazing? I mean, we can talk all over the world. The world is really small today. So you can really communicate with people quickly like that. So, okay, we spilled a little something there. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is the sweetest perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. Then in your time of need, you won't have to ask your relatives for assistance. And it's better to go to a neighbor than to a relative who lives far away. So anyway, praise the King. Next, 11 and 12. My child, how happy I will be if you turn out to be wise. Then I will be able to answer my critics. Now, everybody wants their children to be wise. And it takes quite a bit of counsel and love and prayer to get your children to turn out where you want them to be. And there's a lot of good kids out there and a lot of lousy ones out there. Then it says, a prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. You know, every day if you're led by the Spirit will watch over you and protect you so that you won't get off into something that's devastating. He will protect you. Have you ever had a thought, you'd be driving along and something just comes in your mind, you need to turn around and go back and get something? Who do you think that was? The Lord, sure it was, yeah. I mean, just like the other day. I mean, I have this all the time. I got in my truck, and I was going to Grapevine to pick up some stuff, and I forgot to take the part with me. And so I got right up here to the mailbox, right at the end of our road up here, and all of a sudden I heard this little voice say, you forgot the part. I thought, oh, my goodness, I did. I said, thank you, Lord. Turn around and run back up here and got it, you know, put it in the truck and went on. See, so stay tuned in to the Spirit. How happy will I be if you turn out to be wise? Now, that's the Lord. He wants us to be wise. And if we ask Him for wisdom, He's going to give it to us because He promises it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.